Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, we'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis as we're currently correcting and in the red. And quoting the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser, Craig was Lee Harvey Oswald, the patsy for Calvin's BSV wash trading scam since day one. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin overtaking gold and investor portfolio allocation, according to JP Morgan Chase. That's right. Also, Bitcoin mining difficulty reaches yet another historical all-time high as the halving looms, roughly only 35 days out. We'll also be discussing the spot Bitcoin ETF net inflows dropped by 80% as Bitcoin price action dips below $69,000. Also breaking news, El Salvador moves over 5,000 Bitcoin to their national vault, according to their president, Nayib Bukele. We'll also be discussing analysts now more convinced than ever of Bitcoin reaching $150,000 per coin by this specific date. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, family, in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode number 1580. It's March 15th, 2024. Yesterday, we hit yet another all-time high early in the morning of 73,800, which is the new price discovery mode. Today, we're correcting. You get an opportunity to buy some Bitcoins or bitties on the low. So seize the moment, take advantage of it, and checking out our market watch as we do each and every day. We got Bitcoin hovering above 68,200. We got Ether above 3,700, but virtually all the major alts are correcting and in the red. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we're sitting at a 2.59 trillion market cap with 214 billion in volume for the past 24 hours, meaning volume is up 57%. Bitcoin dominance is 51.7%, with the Ether dominance at 17.2%. Massive shout out to Doug. He just gifted a MicroStrategy membership of the channel. Congrats, Cat Press. You have been hooked up. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, we got Jupiter up 20%, Conflux up 15%, and Solana up 7%. Now, which altcoins family are you most bullish on during this particular bull run? Holla at your boy. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get a visual perspective on the daily, you can see roughly 90 to 95% of the alts correcting in the red, only a handful in the green, including HEX, Jupe, and CFX. NPIF. And zooming out on the monthly to get a broader perspective, don't get it twisted. We still have insane gains across the board for the month. You can see Pepe 700%, Floki 700%, WIF 700%, Ajax 270%, FET 320%, Theta 175%, WorldCoin 235%, Gala 151%, and even Bonk up 135%. Wow. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, today we came back down to an 83 after tapping 88 yesterday in extreme green. And lo and behold, I share this metric with you every day because it's important. The higher we get in extreme greed, the more likely we are of a pullback. When we surpassed $69,000 all-time high, which was the all-time high since 2001 until last week, we immediately corrected after hitting a 90 in the extreme greed. Now, yesterday we were in 88 and I said anticipate a pullback the higher this number goes. And lo and behold, we just corrected 4,000 today. So a great metric. Now, checking out the Bitcoin halving countdown, this changes and its updates because it all depends upon the block. You know what I mean? At a specific block, we have a halving. So currently it shows we now have 40 days, which would mean April 25th, the estimated halving date. I think yesterday it may have been 35 days. It will fluctuate, but we do know it's most likely taken place in April, roughly a month away. So let's freaking go. And checking out the time chain calendar, you can see right here, we're currently on block 834,800. And seven. And currently we have $1 equivalent to 1470 Satoshis. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go, fam, leading into the halving? Holla at your boy. But anyways, fam, let's dive right into our next story of the day and discuss a little Bitcoin TA, shall we? Here we go. It says right here, Bitcoin shorts stay absent amid very normal sub 66,000. Bitcoin price dip, baby dip. Bitcoin sank past the weekly lows before the March 15th Wall Street open as traders remain unfazed on the bull market. As we can see here in the Bitcoin 12-hour chart. Now, data from TradingView showed Bitcoin price downside reaching 65.5 on Bitstamp. After hitting fresh all-time highs the day prior, momentum faded before support levels began seeing their first major retest. And at this time, we got Bitcoin.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Again, correcting and in the red, but still a $4,000 discount from the all-time high we just hit the other day. So take advantage of it. And reacting, market observers appeared calm. Bitcoin bull markets, they reason, usually involve corrective moves as part of the broader uptrend. Quoting the on-chain college here, Bitcoin's price retracing 10% on this move when greater than 30% corrections are normal during the bull runs. Good point. This drop is after a strong move to all-time highs with 95% of the supply sitting in unrealized profit. Nothing to see here. Very normal bull market behavior, including credible crypto. 200 million worth of Bitcoin bids on Binance perps, perpetuals, waiting in that 63-64 zone I mentioned in my last tweet. So yeah, very interest, referring to the open interest there. This would be a logical place to expect a bounce or a reversal if we get it along with a wipe of the remaining built up open interest, as he points out here. Now, continuing, equally optimistic trader Jelly compared the current correction to historical norms, quoting him here. So far this cycle, the average major Bitcoin pullback is about 20%. If we're getting a similarly sized pullback here, it would put us at 58,000. Not saying it happens, but it is probably wise to make sure you survive if it does. Now, in a further post, he nonetheless acknowledged that the latest Bitcoin price action had taken him by surprise, as he expressed here. I did not see this pullback coming, but I am worried, expecting much higher prices in the coming months. Now, traders timid on short Bitcoin bet as liquidations ramped up considerably on the day as leveraged long positions unwound. According to the latest data from on-chain monitoring resource CoinGlass, combined Bitcoin liquidations stood at nearly 300 million for the 24 hours leading up to the time of this stream. And in ongoing market coverage, we had Skoo reveal that few market participants were in the mood to take short positions, as shared here. Spot selling still leading the price lower and more longs taken out. Perp premium back to a mere $20 to $30 lower would be a better with a spot bid. Not seeing much panic shorting here. Mostly hedges taking profit with leads to bounces. So there you have it. And yesterday I shared news. We know fake Toshi is officially fake Toshi according to the court. Max responded here. Craig was Lee Harvey Oswald, the patsy for Calvin's BSV wash trading scam since day one. Craig's unusual mental illness and Calvin's limitless scamming appetite made for the best running psychodrama in crypto for many years. It was fun. Thanks. And as Max shares here, I told you so. And this was off the back of Calvin's interesting tweet. He wrote, "Goodbye, everyone. This is my last post before I take off on an adventure I've been planning for the last year. I have now handed this account over to the team that will work with the BSV Blockchain Association, London Blockchain Conference, and other organizations dedicated to educating on how enterprise blockchain brings together and completes AI, IoTs, Web3, and other areas of big data. I am proud of what I have done to save such an amazing piece of technology and look forward to watching it to continue to grow." So ultimately, Max is saying that Craig was just a patsy for Calvin, who was pulling the strings behind the scene with this scam, which we know as Satoshi Vision. And now it, again, is official as of yesterday from the rulings from the court. And yeah, very interesting, family. Let's discuss the latest with Bitcoin versus gold. The headline reads, Bitcoin overtakes gold in investor portfolio allocation, according to JP Morgan Chase. That's right. JP Morgan managing director reportedly said that when adjusting for volatility, Bitcoin allocation in investor portfolios is 3.7 times greater than gold. The analyst highlighted the significant inflows of over $10 billion into spot Bitcoin ETFs since their approval in January and claimed the potential Bitcoin ETF market size can reach $62 billion using gold as a benchmark. Another report from JP Morgan Securities predicts that the spot Bitcoin ETFs can grow as large as $220 billion in the next 2 to 3 years. Quoting them here, we estimate $220 billion of incremental flows will come into the ETFs over the next 3 years, which could also be quite impactful to Bitcoin's price given the multiplier or capital. Shout out to my family, Zero, just gifted a MicroStrategy membership of the channel to Dirty. So congratulations, Dirty. Thanks, Zero, for that one. Bitcoin ETFs have proven to be a net positive for the crypto market, with Bitcoin gaining over 45% in market cap just in February. Net sales for spot Bitcoin ETFs climbed to $6.1 billion in February compared to $1.5 billion in January. That's what's up. Now, the largest daily inflows to the spot Bitcoin ETFs peaked at over $1 billion on March 12th, and analysts believe this number could rise further once outflows from GBTC stop. Now, with the Bitcoin halving just over a month away, the supply of the daily Bitcoin would be cut down in half, which will fuel the demand further and lead to a supply crisis within the next 6 months, predicts Ki-Jong Yu, CEO of crypto analytic firm CryptoQuant. Can you say supply shock, family? Now, after a prolonged crypto winter lasting nearly 3 years, spot Bitcoin ETFs approvals became a catalyst for Bitcoin's mammoth price action that has pushed it past last bull cycle's all-time high of 69,000. I also got to point out something, family. For the first time in Bitcoin history, we hit the all-time high before the halving for this cycle. Does that mean all the previous models that came before us are broken? Let me know your thoughts, family. Keep the comments a pumping. We're going to dive right into our next story of the day and discuss yet another all-time high for the difficulty, which is a great fundamental that Bitcoin's going to continue to soar, especially with this halving 1 month out, family. Yeah, so let's break this down. Bitcoin mining difficulty reached new historical high of almost 84 trillion hashes on March 14th. The new difficulty high was set on the same day as the new all-time high of the Bitcoin price, surpassing 73,800, which we captured during our 14-hour live pump watch. How many of you witnessed that? Let me know. It's pretty epic. Now, increased investor sentiment ahead of the April Bitcoin halving. Mining difficulty is a measure of how difficult it is to mine Bitcoin by solving cryptographic puzzles that increase or decrease in challenge based on the number of miners on the network. Now, Bitcoin reached a new difficulty of roughly 84 trillion hashes, up almost 6% from the previous measurement of 79 trillion on February 29th, and it was at a set rate of 613 exahashes per second, up almost 2% over the last cycles, 602 exahashes per second. I mean, look at the chart right there, family, just going to rip, and it's going to continue to rip as we continue to buy the dip, just saying. Now, as reported, mining difficulty surpassed 80 trillion just shy of a month ago, February 15th, before dipping again on February 29th, and according to the projections from Bitcoin.com, the difficulty is expected to increase slightly to 84 trillion at the next difficulty check set for March 27th. Send it. Meanwhile, the Bitcoin price action continues its upward momentum and the miners are benefiting. Mining rewards spiked to almost 80 million on March 11th, surpassing the previous rewards high of 74.4 million set October 2021. This occurred as Bitcoin hit almost 73,000 March 12th before retreating back to 69.6. Now, March 14th's movement shows a similar push to a new all-time high, followed by an immediate retreat, with the day's rally pushing Bitcoin to almost 74,000 before pulling back to 69.8. Now, of course, Bitcoin is making a move again, looking to retest. Analysts and pundits throughout the crypto sector have attributed the Bitcoin steady growth throughout this year, or I'm sorry, the fourth quarter of 2023 and this year so far for the upcoming halving. I believe it was all driven by the institutional demand. I personally feel the halving is not even priced in yet. I believe if it was, we'd be above a quarter million Bitcoin price. What are your thoughts on that? Now, the halving is point at which the block reward for the mining will be halved from 6.25 Bitcoin to 3.125. BTC. The first halving occurred November 28, 2014. Rewards were slashed from 50 Bitcoin to 25. The second happened in 2016 when rewards were cut from 25 Bitcoin to 12.5. Now, finally, the last halving on May 11, 2020, the block rewards were cut to 6.25, and we're about to get cut again and sliced in half. Currently, there's roughly, or I should say precisely, 900 Bitcoin rewarded to the miners on a daily basis. When that gets cut in half in a month, we're down to 450 new biddies being awarded per day. Now, when you have asset management giants like BlackRock, Fidelity, and the list goes on and on, scooping up over 10,000 biddies per day, that goes to show you only a matter of time before a supply shock. Crypto Quant says 6 months from now, legitimate supply shock. What's going to happen then? I don't think we've ever had a supply shock like this before. Bitcoin's going to go parabolic. Right? How high will she climb? Let me know your thoughts, family. But let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss the latest with the Bitcoin ETFs, shall we? The headline reads, spot Bitcoin ETF net inflows drop by 80% as the Bitcoin price dips below 69 G's, baby. Here we go. US-based spot Bitcoin ETFs recorded one of their lowest net inflow days of just 132 million yesterday, March 14th, the lowest level in the past eight trading days, and an 80% fall from March 13th. The Thursday drop marked the second consecutive day of the decline. On Wednesday, inflows hit 684 mil, a 38.3% drop from March 12th. Tuesday saw record-breaking single-day inflows just above $1 billion, as outlined right here. The total flow of the funds into the ETF stood at $390 million March 14th, with GBTC seeing another $257 million in outflows, bringing net inflows to $132 million the same day. The VanEck Bitcoin Trust ETF and FidelityWise Bitcoin Origin Bitcoin Fund recorded inflows of almost $14 million and again $14 million, respectively, despite a significant outflow from GBTC. Net flows remain positive. On Thursday, BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust ETF recorded the largest inflow at $345 million. The cumulative net inflows into the U.S. spot Bitcoin ETF remain significant, nearing the $12 billion mark after 44 days of trading. The change in investor sentiment comes amid a broader downturn in the crypto market as the Bitcoin price dropped below 69, and I believe we bottomed out at roughly 65. The impact of the declining ETF inflows correlated with fluctuations of the price action. After bullish price action on Wednesday, March 13th, Bitcoin posted a new all-time high. We actually tapped 73,800. The price dipped lower on Friday to around 66,000 as millions in leveraged positions were liquidated. And according to data from CoinGlass, 193,000 traders were liquidated in the past 24 hours with a total liquidation of 682 million. Good Lord. Market pundits suspect the current market volatility, regulatory uncertainty, and macroeconomic factors have made investors cautious. The current decline is also attributed to next week's FOMC meeting, which could shed some light on the Fed's plans of interest rates into the future. So there you go, family. How do you think all this will pan out? Holla at your boy. But anyways, fam, keep the comments coming. I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss the latest with El Salvador, thy savior. The headline reads, El Salvador moves 5,000 Bitcoin to a national vault. That's right. Nayib Bukele, shout out Nayib, the president of El Salvador, took to social media to share the development with the crypto community on Friday. According to Bukele, the forward-thinking Bitcoin nation reportedly transferred a big chunk of Bitcoin into Cold Wallet this week, fueling optimism in the country. Shout out to all my family in El Salvador. The president further noted that the Cold Wallet will be kept within its national territory in a real physical vault. A Cold Wallet lowers the possibility of hacking by storing cryptos offline and away from the net. In addition, it is regarded as one of the safest ways to store crypto assets over time. And I preach that every day here on the channel, every day since we started the channel. Self-custody is the smartest way to hold your crypto. Number one, it's unconfiscatable and it's the hardest for anyone to ever take from you because you can't hack it. Why do I say that? Because if you're using a wallet, which is connected to your mobile device, or your computer, that becomes a honeypot. What if they hack your phone, which is very easy to do? Or what if they hack your computer, which is very easy to do? They can get a hold of your biddies. So if you want to do it the safest way to self-custody or to hold your Bitcoin in general is to self-custody in a hard wallet, Hence, we recommend it. Now, Bukele has dubbed the development of the country's first Bitcoin piggy bank, marking the first time El Salvador has carried out such a move. However, while the president believes that the transfer is not much, he is confident that it is honest work, suggesting transparency within the country. Data from the screenshot shared by Bukele shows El Salvador moved a total of 5,689 BTC, which is also the overall balance to the Coal Wallet address, which is public. Now, at that time, Bitcoin was valued at approximately, well, that the total amount of his Bitcoin is valued at $406 million for the nation of El Salvador, almost a half a Billy family. Nonetheless, the coins are valued at $389 million at the present price after this dip due to this current correction. Now, as the first country in the world to recognize Bitcoin as a legal tender, El Salvador reclaimed its communal identity in the crypto space. This was made possible through its legal framework, the Bitcoin law passed in 2021. And as I shared breaking news in yesterday's pod, they're also reducing income tax and taxes in general from 30% to zero. So things are just getting more and more favorable for Bitcoin country, aka the Bitcoin Citadel in El Salvador. The Legislative Assembly deputies approved the law to create jobs, enhancing true financial inclusion and fostering economic dynamism. Additionally, it states that crypto has limitless liberating strength, which can be utilized in any transaction and under any name. Now, with 62 votes cast by a show of hands, the law was introduced according to the Global Call of Action Against Poverty. Representative and human right advocate Cesar Artiga, the country had witnessed a significant rise in real estate speculation since the law was implemented. So there you have it. What are your thoughts on their moving all of this Bitcoin to self-custody in a cold storage wallet in a vault? Now let's discuss our featured story of the day, family. Analysts are now more convinced than ever a Bitcoin price reaching $150,000 by mid-2025. That's right. Let's break this mofo down. If you're just joining the stream, pump the likes to pump the stream. I appreciate your support, family. This is live and interactive, so holla. Bernstein analysts shared their optimistic Bitcoin outlook in a note published earlier in the week. The analysts explained they are now more convinced about a Bitcoin price breakout post-April halving event. And yes, thank you again, Anthony, for supporting the stream through the membership. I appreciate that. And while noting that these are still early days of Bitcoin's integration into traditional asset portfolios, here's what they shared. We're now more convinced about our $150,000 Bitcoin price target. The Bernstein analysts predict in November last year that the price of Bitcoin can rise to $150,000 by 2025. Their confidence in Bitcoin achieving that price target has been reinforced by the increasing inflows into the Bitcoin ETFs, quoting them again. At this run rate, Bitcoin ETFs would surpass our 2025 inflow estimates within 166 days for the rest of 2024. We built Bitcoin institutional flows in our estimates to arrive at Bitcoin price. We estimated 10 billion inflows for 2024 and another 60 billion for 2025. The analysts highlighted the recent decline in Bitcoin miner stocks as possibly the final opportunity before investors before the halving event. They suggested that the shares of mining companies could rapidly recover to align with Bitcoin's price surge. Quoting the analysts again, we believe the Bitcoin miners are still largely retail traded stocks and institutions have largely stayed away from Bitcoin proxies as traditional investors remain skeptical and still approach crypto with a rear view bias. We expect institutional interest in Bitcoin equities to finally tip over and Bitcoin miners to be the largest beneficiaries. The Bitcoin miners trade requires some more patience. Many people believe that the high demand for the spot Bitcoin ETFs will increase the price of Bitcoin. For example, Scott Melker, aka the Wolf of All Streets, said last week that he sees start of the major bull run for Bitcoin in the broader crypto market. Also, the Bitwise CIO, Matt Hugan, expects an everything season, noting that Bitcoin's bull market won't end early. He believes the Bitcoin could top 200,000 this year in 2024. Meanwhile, Galaxy Digital CEO Mike Novogratz sees tremendous global demand for Bitcoin. That's right. And as I shared in yesterday's podcast, Samson Mao predicts $1 million for this cycle potentially this year. We have billionaire venture capitalist Tim Draper, early Bitcoin OG, also suggesting $250,000, $250,000 Bitcoin price this year in 2024. We have bullish predictions from Tom Lee, Bobby Lee, you name it. Most of the analysts are very bullish as they should be right now. I think the ETF inflows have surpassed our wildest expectations. We all know a supply shock is incoming, as CryptoQuant pointed out earlier. We're most likely to see that within the next 6 months this year. But I want to know your thoughts. Do you think we hit the cycle peak? this year in 2024? Or do you think it will be next year, the year preceding the halving in 2025, as all the previous halvings have shown us? Let's go back in the JV time machine, shall we? All right, we go back to 2012, first halving, 1 year later, all-time high. 2013, we fast forward into the future. 2016, second halving, 1 year later. When I discovered Bitcoin in 2017, Bitcoin was only $1,500 a coin. By the end of 2017, the year after the 2016 halving, all-time high, $20,000. We fast forward into the future, next halving of 2020, the year preceding the halving, all-time high, $69,000. That maintains the all-time high until about a week ago, right? Now, what's interesting is all of those three halvings, we had some similarities. The year preceding the halving, we hit the all-time high. For the first time in Bitcoin history, this cycle, we hit the all-time high before the halving. We still have at least another month before the halving, but we already hit the all-time high. So people like Michael Saylor say, all models are broken. Bitcoin's on a 10-year bull run, and this bull run is just getting started. We also have stock to flow. March 1st officially printed the red dot on the stock to flow model. If you're new to the stock to flow, it's just basic supply demand. It predicts Bitcoin hovering between $100,000 a coin and $1 million per coin between 2024's halving and 2028, right? Do you believe that is likely to take place? And do you feel that the four-year cyclical cycles are still intact, or do you feel that has all been broken? Because this time, we have the institutional FOMO. Previous all-time high, 2021, that was driven by the retail. Now, we prevail. Institutional FOMO, nation-state FOMO, sovereign wealth fund FOMO, mass adoption. We add the retail. We sprinkle that in. We have the ultimate Bitcoin gumbo. Just saying, all-time highs. When you anticipating it, fam? Let me know your thoughts in the live chat. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.